10, The Minds of Boys. By Michael Gurion. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Minds of Boys, Saving Our Sons from Falling Behind in School and Life, by Michael Gurion, is a book that explores the unique needs of boys in school and life. The author argues that boys are not being adequately served by our current educational system, which often fails to recognize their distinct learning styles and developmental needs. He provides an overview of the research on male brain development and offers practical advice for parents, teachers, counselors, administrators, and other professionals who work with boys. Gurion begins by discussing how traditional education has been designed around female learning styles rather than those of males. He explains why this approach can be detrimental to boys' academic success as well as their overall mental health. He then examines the differences between male and female brains, including differences in attention span, emotional regulation skills, language processing abilities, and how these affect learning outcomes for both genders. Gurion also looks at how cultural influences such as media messages about masculinity can shape a boy's self-image. He discusses ways to help young men develop healthy identities while still allowing them to express themselves authentically. Additionally, he addresses issues related to bullying prevention, gender identity, sexual orientation, substance abuse, violence prevention, depression/anxiety disorders, ADHD/ADD diagnosis and treatment options. Finally, Gurion outlines strategies for creating more effective classrooms where all students have equal opportunities for success regardless of gender or background. These include providing differentiated instruction based on individual student needs, using technology appropriately within the classroom setting, incorporating physical activity into lessons whenever possible, fostering positive relationships among peers through cooperative activities and group projects. Overall, The Minds of Boys is an important resource for anyone interested in understanding the unique challenges faced by today's young men, and what we can do to ensure they reach their full potential both academically and socially. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Boys and girls have different learning styles. Boys tend to learn best through physical activity, while girls tend to learn best through verbal instruction. Boys also need more time to process information and need to be taught in a way that is tailored to their learning style. Main idea number 2. Boys need more structure and discipline than girls. Boys need clear boundaries and expectations in order to thrive, and they need to be held accountable for their actions. Boys also need to be taught how to manage their emotions and how to express themselves in a healthy way. Main idea number 3. Boys need more positive reinforcement than girls. Boys need to be praised for their efforts and accomplishments in order to build their self-esteem and confidence. Boys also need to be taught how to take risks and how to handle failure in a constructive way. Main idea number 4. Boys need more physical activity than girls. Boys need to be active in order to stay healthy and to develop their physical and mental skills. Boys also need to be taught how to use physical activity as a way to manage stress and to stay focused. Main idea number 5. Boys need more male role models than girls. Boys need to be exposed to positive male role models in order to learn how to be successful in life. Boys also need to be taught how to develop healthy relationships with other males and how to be a leader. Main idea number 6. Boys need more emotional support than girls. Boys need to be taught how to express their emotions in a healthy way and how to manage their feelings. Boys also need to be taught how to develop empathy and how to build strong relationships with others. Main idea number 7. Boys need more time to process information than girls. Boys need more time to process information and to think through their decisions. Boys also need to be taught how to think critically and how to problem solve. Main idea number 8. Boys need more positive reinforcement of their strengths than girls. Boys need to be praised for their strengths and accomplishments in order to build their self-esteem and confidence. Boys also need to be taught how to use their strengths to their advantage and how to develop new skills. Main idea number 9. Boys need more guidance in developing their social skills than girls. Boys need to be taught how to interact with others in a positive way and how to develop healthy relationships. Boys also need to be taught how to handle conflict and how to be a good friend. Main idea number 10. Boys need more guidance in developing their academic skills than girls. Boys need to be taught how to study effectively and how to manage their time. Boys also need to be taught how to set goals and how to stay motivated. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Boys and girls have different learning styles, which can be seen in the way they absorb information. Boys tend to learn best through physical activity, such as hands-on activities or sports. They need more time to process information than girls do and require instruction that is tailored to their individual needs. Girls, on the other hand, often learn better through verbal instruction and discussion. It is important for teachers to recognize these differences when teaching boys and girls so that each student can reach their full potential. In his book The Minds of Boys, Saving Our Sons from Falling Behind in School and Life, Michael Gurian explains how understanding the unique ways boys learn can help them succeed academically. He emphasizes the importance of providing an environment where boys feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or ridicule. By recognizing their strengths and weaknesses, teachers can create a classroom atmosphere that encourages boys' engagement with learning. Gurian also suggests strategies for helping boys stay focused during class time by breaking up lessons into smaller chunks with frequent breaks for physical activity or movement-based tasks like drawing diagrams or solving puzzles. Additionally, he recommends using visual aids such as pictures or videos whenever possible to keep students engaged while presenting material. Main idea number 2. Boys need structure and discipline in order to develop into healthy, well-adjusted adults. They need clear boundaries and expectations that are consistently enforced, so they know what is expected of them. Boys also need to be held accountable for their actions. This helps them learn responsibility and self-discipline. In addition to providing structure and discipline, it is important to teach boys how to manage their emotions in a healthy way. This includes teaching them how to express themselves without resorting to aggression or violence. Boys should also be taught problem-solving skills so they can work through conflicts peacefully instead of relying on physical force. Finally, boys need positive role models who demonstrate respect for others as well as the importance of hard work and dedication. By providing these elements in an environment where boys feel safe and supported, we can help ensure that our sons grow up with the tools necessary for success. Main idea number 3. Boys need more positive reinforcement than girls in order to build their self-esteem and confidence. Praise for effort and accomplishments is essential, as it helps boys understand that they are capable of achieving success. Boys also need to be taught how to take risks and handle failure constructively. This will help them develop resilience when faced with difficult situations. Additionally, providing boys with a safe space where they can express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism is important for helping them grow into emotionally healthy adults. Positive reinforcement should not only come from parents but also from teachers, coaches, mentors, and other influential figures in the lives of young boys. Encouraging words such as, "You did great," or "I'm proud of you," can go a long way towards building up a boy's sense of self-worth. It is also important to provide guidance on how to make good decisions while still allowing room for mistakes so that boys learn from their experiences. In conclusion, it is clear that boys need more positive reinforcement than girls in order to foster healthy development both mentally and emotionally. Providing praise for effort and accomplishments along with teaching risk-taking skills and constructive ways to deal with failure are all key components in helping young men become successful adults. Main idea number 4. Boys need more physical activity than girls in order to stay healthy and develop their physical and mental skills. Physical activity can help boys manage stress, focus better, and build self-confidence. Boys should be encouraged to participate in activities that involve running, jumping, climbing, throwing, kicking a ball, or other sports. These activities will help them develop coordination and strength as well as improve their overall fitness level. Physical education classes are important for boys because they provide an opportunity for them to learn how to use physical activity safely and effectively. It is also beneficial for boys to have access to recreational facilities such as playgrounds or parks where they can engage in active play with friends or family members. This type of play helps foster social development while providing the necessary exercise needed for good health. Parents should encourage their sons by setting a positive example through participating in regular physical activities themselves. They should also ensure that there are plenty of opportunities available at home, such as playing catch outside or going on bike rides together, so that their son has the chance to get some exercise each day. Main idea number 5. Boys need positive male role models in order to learn how to be successful in life. Male role models can provide boys with examples of what it means to be a man and how they should conduct themselves as adults. Boys need guidance on how to develop healthy relationships with other males and how to lead by example. Role models can also help boys understand the importance of hard work, dedication, and perseverance when striving for success. Role models are especially important for young boys who may not have strong father figures or mentors in their lives. By having access to positive male role models, these boys will gain insight into what it takes to become a responsible adult. They will learn about respect for others and themselves, as well as the value of education and hard work. Having more male role models than girls is essential because boys often struggle more than girls do when it comes to developing self-confidence and social skills. Boys need someone they can look up to that understands them better than anyone else does. This is why having an abundance of positive male role models is so important. Main idea number 6. Boys need to be taught how to express their emotions in a healthy way and how to manage their feelings. This means teaching boys the importance of talking about their feelings, rather than bottling them up or acting out in anger. Boys should also be encouraged to recognize and understand the emotions of others so that they can develop empathy and build strong relationships with those around them. In addition, boys need support when it comes to developing self-esteem and confidence. They should be given opportunities for success, both academically and socially, so that they can learn from mistakes without feeling like failures. It is important for boys to have positive role models who demonstrate appropriate behavior as well as respect for themselves and others. Finally, boys need emotional guidance on topics such as bullying or peer pressure. Teaching them strategies on how to handle these situations will help them navigate difficult social dynamics while still maintaining their own sense of self-worth. Main idea number 7. Boys need more time to process information than girls. Boys tend to think in a linear fashion, while girls often think in a more holistic manner. This means that boys may take longer to understand the implications of their decisions and how they will affect others. Boys also need more time to consider all the options before making a decision or taking action. In addition, boys need to be taught how to think critically and problem-solve effectively. They should be encouraged to ask questions and explore different perspectives on any given issue. Teaching boys these skills can help them become better thinkers who are able to make informed decisions quickly and confidently. Finally, it is important for parents and teachers alike to recognize that boys do not always learn at the same pace as girls when it comes to processing information. It is essential that we provide an environment where boys feel comfortable asking questions, exploring ideas, and taking their time when considering various solutions. Main idea number 8. Boys need positive reinforcement of their strengths in order to build self-esteem and confidence. Praise for accomplishments, big or small, can help boys feel valued and appreciated. Boys should also be taught how to use their strengths to their advantage and how to develop new skills. This will give them the tools they need to succeed in life. Encouragement from parents, teachers, coaches, mentors, and other adults is essential for helping boys reach their full potential. Positive reinforcement of a boy's strengths can come in many forms, such as verbal praise or rewards like stickers or certificates. It is important that boys are praised not only for academic achievements but also for things like sportsmanship or kindness towards others. Boys should be encouraged to take risks and try new activities without fear of failure. It is equally important that girls receive positive reinforcement of their strengths as well, however it may be more difficult due to societal expectations placed on girls at an early age. Girls often face pressure from peers and society about what they should do instead of being encouraged to pursue interests that make them happy. Main idea number 9. Boys need more guidance in developing their social skills than girls. Boys need to be taught how to interact with others in a positive way and how to develop healthy relationships. They should learn the importance of communication, empathy, and respect for others. Boys also need to be taught how to handle conflict appropriately and how to be a good friend. It is important that boys understand the value of cooperation and collaboration, as well as the importance of being able to express themselves clearly. In addition, boys should learn about appropriate boundaries when it comes to physical contact with other people. They should also understand what constitutes bullying or harassment so they can recognize it if they see it happening around them or even if they are engaging in such behavior themselves. Finally, boys must learn that there are consequences for their actions, both positive and negative ones. This will help them make better decisions when interacting with others, which will ultimately lead them towards healthier relationships. Main idea number 10. Boys need more guidance in developing their academic skills than girls. Boys need to be taught how to study effectively and how to manage their time. They should be encouraged to set goals for themselves and strive towards them, as well as learn how to stay motivated when the going gets tough. Teaching boys these skills will help them become better students and prepare them for success in school. In addition, boys need support from adults who can provide positive reinforcement when they make progress or reach a goal. This helps build confidence and encourages boys to keep striving for excellence in academics. It is also important that teachers recognize the unique learning styles of each boy so that they can tailor instruction accordingly. Finally, it is essential that parents take an active role in helping their sons develop academically by providing encouragement, setting expectations, monitoring progress, and offering assistance with homework or other tasks if needed. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.